Proverbs chapter 13.
Walk with the wise. Intelligent children listen to their parents. Foolish children do their own thing. The good acquire a taste for helpful conversation. Bullies push and shove their way through life. Careful words make a careful life. Careless talk may ruin everything. Indolence, I think, yeah. Wants it all and gets nothing. The energetic have something to show for their lives. A good person hates false talk. A bad person wallows in gibberish. A God-loyal life keeps you on track. Sin dumps the wicked in the ditch. A pretentious, showy life is an empty life. A plain and simple life is full life. The rich can be sued for everything they have, but the poor are free of such threats. The lives of good people are brightly lit streets. The lives of the wicked are dark alleys. Arrogant know-it-all stir up discord, but wise men and women listen to each other's counsel. Easy come, easy go, but steady diligence pays off. Unrelenting disappointment leaves you heartsick, but a sudden good break can turn your life around. Ignore the word and suffer. Honour God's commands and grow rich. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life. So no more drinking from death-tainted wells. Sound thinking makes for gracious living, but liars walk a rough road. A common sense person lives good sense. Fools litter the country with silliness. Irresponsible talk makes a real mess of things, but a reliable reporter is a healing presence. Refuse discipline and end up homeless. Embrace correction and live an honoured life. Souls who follow their hearts thrive. Fools bent on evil despise matters of soul. Become wise by walking with the wise. Hang out with fools and watch your life fall into pieces. Disaster entraps sinners, but God-loyal people get a good life. A good life gets passed on to the grandchildren. Ill-gotten wealth ends up with good people. Bank foreclose on the farms of the poor, or else the poor lose their shirts to crooked lawyers. A refusal to correct is a refusal to love. Love your children by disciplining them. An appetite for good brings much satisfaction, but the belly of the wicked always wants more.
Proverbs 13. I want to focus in on one verse, really, but then use the whole of the chapter to speak into that particular verse. And verse 12 reads, unrelenting disappointment leaves you heartsick, but a sudden good break can turn your life around. I'm sure all of us have known disappointments throughout our lives. And some of us, when we think back, might even go way back to when we were at school. Maybe we didn't pass the exam that we really wanted to, or be part of the friendship group that we really desired to be part of. But then right throughout life, at various stages, there are certain things where we feel disappointed. But if that's a kind of continual experience, it says it leaves the heart sick. It's not healthy for us. So I want to look at chapter 13 under the heading, Overcoming Disappointment. How to overcome disappointment. And a lot of it comes in this particular chapter from the company that we keep. It's very, very important to keep good company. First point is this. We want to be with people who have a helpful conversation. Helpful conversation. The Bible talks a lot about how we should think and how we should speak. And we talk about people whose glass is either half full or half empty. And it's really good to be around people who speak helpful things. You know, at the moment, and we see it quite often in politics, one party will criticize another party, and it's so easy to be critical. to actually contribute something that is helpful takes more wisdom. You know, sometimes we've said to people, well, that was really helpful, not really kind of meaning that. In other words, what they said has not been helpful at all. Ephesians 4:29 says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And so it's very important to surround ourselves with people whose conversation is helpful, not people whose conversation is negative. You meet with some people and they lift your spirit. You meet with other people and you kind of feel worse than when you did before you met them. It's very important to mix with people who have helpful conversation. Second point is this, in verse 7, it says, a pretentious, showy life is an empty life. A plain and simple life is a full life. So we need to surround ourselves with people whose lives are full. Plain and simple here doesn't mean dull and boring. It means people who are uncomplicated, people who are not showy, people who it's not always about themselves. So you surround yourselves with people who are helpful with their conversation and people who have an uncomplicated life. It's plain and simple, but their life is full. And when we surround ourselves with these types of people, it helps us through and over any disappointments that we may have had. Trying to appear or sound more important or clever than anyone else doesn't really help people. People in all walks of life these days are out to impress. And sometimes you can get it in Christian circles. And sometimes it's done in innocence, but at other times, maybe not so. Comments like, well, I got up at 3 o'clock this morning to spend 5 hours in prayer. And then after I finished my 5 hours in prayer, I then went straight into reading the Bible for 5 hours. And once I finished those 10 hours, I went and evangelized the streets for 5 hours. It's not helpful, really. You know, Jesus teaches us that when we go and pray, we go and kind of lock ourselves in a room privately. We don't write it out in the local press. I've spent 10 hours in prayer, or I've done this. Plain and simple person just gets on with life. Just gets on with it without any show, without any public notices. And these are the type of people that we need to surround ourselves in. And then in verse 9, it says, the lives of good people are like brightly lit streets. Quite like that description as well. The lives of good people are brightly lit streets. We need to surround ourselves by people who light the streets, people who light the light, our lives. You know, sometimes a person can enter a room and it just kind of lifts everyone in the room. And sometimes, sadly, the opposite can be true. Somebody sees somebody come into the room and think, oh no, here we go. I wonder what woes we're going to hear today. And that's not avoiding the problems and the difficulties that we have in life. We have to face those, but we need to surround ourselves with people who have that godly countenance that light up the streets, that will light up our situations. Again, Ephesians says this, for you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light, for the fruit of the Spirit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. And then this Proverbs follows on with this great encouragement. Become wise by walking with the wise. Become wise by walking with the wise. Somebody said we are known by the company that we keep, and Proverbs is saying this. And God doesn't want us to have a heart full of disappointment. God wants us to have a heart that praises Him for the successes that we achieve as we help and support one another, as we surround each other with these characteristics of these people here. Walk with the wise, people. These days, everyone has an opinion on everything under the sun. And I guess that's always been the same. In the Old Testament, when Solomon died, his son King Rehoboam started to reign. And King Rehoboam went to the wise men, the wise people that Solomon took counsel in. And Solomon had taken counsel in these wise men and had trusted their judgment for many, many years. And Rehoboam went to these wise men, asked them a question. And Rehoboam didn't like the answer. Didn't like the answer from these wise men. So he went and found other people, younger men, who gave Rehoboam the answer that he wanted. But that led to the downfall of Rehoboam and the consequences of what happened through that unwise counsel from the young men had devastating effects for Israel as a nation. Solomon walked with the wise. Sadly, his son Rehoboam chose not to. As I said, the consequences were very, very tragic. So we need to face the challenge of surrounding ourselves of people of helpful conversation, people who have a plain and simple life. We need to surround ourselves by people who just light up the streets, who can light up our lives, can bring the light of God into our situations, and we can walk with wise people. And if we surround ourselves with such people, we'll have far, far less disappointment and therefore far less heartache. The Bible tells us God is not a disappointment. God will never let us down. And we are God's people, so we should be supporting one another, helping one another at all times, but particularly through this crisis. Let's learn to walk with people who light up our lives. Walk with the wise and know God's blessing on our lives.